Hola, soy Liz de Campeche y esto es un Spanish Tip.
When I learned Spanish originally in high school, then later from some books on my own, I remember learning the verb quedar or quedarse. That means to stay or to remain. But I didn't really use it until I started traveling. I think I discovered it initially when somebody asked, ¿Cuántos días te quedas? Or something like that. That means, how many days are you staying? It was the first time I really heard that question, so I probably just said a number quickly. But the next time I heard that same question, I was able to answer with a fuller sentence, Me quedo cinco días. I'm staying 5 days. An even fuller sentence would be, I'm staying in Campeche, where I am right now, for 1 week. Me quedo en Campeche una semana. So quedarse, it's reflexive in this case, means to stay or to remain. But then I heard it another way, and this was kind of weird for me at first. I don't remember the specific scene, but it was probably a food situation. I love food. A lot of times in Latin America, you'll be at a small restaurant, if you can even call it that, and no menu will be posted. And often, even when there is a menu, it's not accurate. Don't get me wrong, at real restaurants, there will be a menu and it'll be accurate for the most part. But at the little hole-in-the-wall places, at the market, in the street, a lot of the time, no menu. So it's helpful to ask what food they have. Typical ways to do this are ¿Qué tiene? What do you have? That's formal, the usted form. Or you can ask ¿Qué hay? What is there? Then they'll obviously answer you. Good luck with that. It really surprised me when one time, and then another, their answer included the word quedar. In this case, they're using that word to talk about what they have left, what remains. Because lots of times they'll start in the morning with, let's say, 5 types of food, but by the afternoon they only have 2 left. One way to say I have something left is me queda or me quedan. So you ask, ¿Qué hay? What is there? Then they answer, me queda pollo y chile relleno. I have chicken and stuffed peppers left. This is very common with food, with money, with time. You'll hear this all the time when you're traveling. If you're budgeting your trip and you have a $100 daily budget, but you already spent 50, then you have 50 left. Te quedan 50, you have 50 left. I have 50 left would be me quedan 50. Quedar in this case is a word kind of like gustar. Both words work the same. Me gusta, me gustan, me queda, me quedan. If you don't understand that, make sure you watch the Spanish quickie called Verbs Kind of Like Gustar. The link is in the description. When you have more than one thing left and you use the word and, you still use the third person singular of quedar, like in the example a second ago. I have chicken and stuffed peppers left would be me queda pollo y chile relleno. It's a series of things. Pollo, then chile relleno. So me queda. But if it was more than one of the same thing, it would be me quedan. Like I have 2 chickens left would be me quedan 2 pollos. Got this? So now, if you're going to get food late in the morning, there's a good chance they'll be out of some stuff already. In that case, you can ask the question this way right off the bat. ¿Qué queda? What's left? Or ¿Qué le queda? What do you have left? Again, that's formal in the usted form. There are many other uses of quedar, but as a traveler mostly, these are the two that I hear and say the most. Number one, me quedo 6 semanas en México. I'm staying 6 weeks in Mexico. Number two, me quedan 1,000 pesos. I have 1,000 pesos left. I hope this is clear. I'll answer any questions you have in the comments below. And look out in a few days, the next Spanish tidbit is a close relative of this one. And you can see every single past tidbit at gringoespanol.com/tidbits. They're all listed there for you. I'll see you in the next tidbit. My name is Jordan, and I love Spanish.